In 2015, the legislature approved $10 million for the purchase of body cameras through a matching grant program that's overseen by the governor's office. But since taking effect this past September, questions remain among state lawmakers as to when and how the tapes could be released to the public. In some states, law enforcement groups have implemented policies where the videos from officers' body cameras are automatically uploaded to the agency's YouTube page with redacted footage. It's an idea that does not sit well with Pasadena Republican Representative Alan Fletcher, who chairs the House Select Committee on Emerging Issues in Law Enforcement.
I think it's a waste of time, and I don't want to see the state of Texas getting involved in posting that kind of thing for any reason. I mean, if the folks have a reason specifically to get it and they have enough information the way our bill's written, they know someone in the video, but that almost sounds to me like it's too much of this social networking, it's too much of this let's get it out there so people can go surf and search and just see stuff just for sensationalism. I don't like it at all.
According to the Texas law, police must retain a video for a minimum of 90 days and must have backup copies. Any recording of a police shooting or one related to a criminal investigation of an officer may not be deleted, destroyed, or released to the public until that investigation has been completed. The House committee will continue to study whether or not the law needs to be amended during the 2017 legislative session so that the public's access to these body camera videos is more readily available. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.